The nurse. I found the nurse very interesting because this idea that Euripides has of the prologue and somebody comes on and gives an exposition and the background to what is going to happen. She went beyond that, or the text, Ben Power's text, and the way it was performed went beyond that, inasmuch as she actually says, listen to the audience, and so she's emphasising the direct address. Did you work with her on that? Because that must have been hard.
Yes, I worked with her very closely, actually, on that, on both her big speeches. Mm. Yes, I have to remember what I did. Well, you're working in a Greek amphitheatre. There is no fourth wall on the edge of the stage. The fourth wall is at the back. So it was a great, it was helpful to her to absolutely anchor the audience in with that. And very much we talked about storytelling techniques through that there's introduction, exploration, conclusion, not just one over the whole speech, but you're continually using those elements and trying to get into the ear of the listeners in that way.
Yes.
Beginnings of plays are always tricky anyway. You can't go too fast.
No.
Aria has to adjust.
Yes.
And also, Carrie was very, very keen that this was ultra natural. Absolutely natural. For all of them, actually, all the speaking.
Right.
So nothing seemingly heightened or elaborated. And I enjoy that too. Mm. That we actually use what's there in the structure that Ben has written for us, which is clearly rhetorical, but in as a real a way as possible. And because I do think we speak like that, actually, constantly.
Yes.
So that's what the work I did with Michaela, to help her to feel that although it was natural storytelling, conversational, sharing, it had a very clear structure that helped to draw us in.
Right.
And to bookend the play too.
Yes, because she comes in at the end, doesn't she, as well.
And also that it's recurring, is her point, isn't it?
Yes.
Inevitable.
Yes. Lovely words, silence and darkness.
Yes.
Beautiful.